we are now going to take up some certainty. I want you all to be as certain as possible now that there is another universe. And let's get certain of that some more now. Oh, really certain there's another universe. All right, now let's get as certain that there's another universe as you are that there is one right here. Just postulate it. All right, now let's get more certain that there is another universe than you are that there is a universe around you. Now let's get much more certain that there's another universe than that you are in this universe. Now let's get a large mob of people standing out in front of you. Huge mob. Each one of those certain that there is another universe. Each one of them very certain there's another universe. Now get each one of them being far more certain that there is another universe than there is a physical universe. Okay, now let's look around the environment. Look around your surroundings. And as you look around your surroundings, let's get each item and object and space which you see completely certain that there is no other universe anywhere but the physical universe. Keep putting them back there, large mobs of people. Put them back there again, large mobs of people now. All of them completely certain there is only one universe, the physical universe, the one in which we live. Get these mobs of people now, completely certain there's only one universe, the physical universe. Put a mob there, sweep it aside, put another mob there, sweep it aside, put another mob there, sweep it aside. All these people are completely certain. Okay, let's throw them all away. And now let's look around the environment and get object after object being utterly and entirely certain that there's another universe and that each one of these objects is in the wrong universe. Everything being certain, one after the other, that it's in the wrong universe. Okay, now look around the environment and get each one of the objects and spaces which you can spot. Get each one being entirely certain about one thing only, that it is unconscious and doesn't know anything. Okay, now let's check around and find some places where you're not. Okay, now let's get a complete certainty that you and you alone are holding two universes together. All right, now get just as complete a certainty that you're holding two universes apart. This physical universe and another universe. Get a complete certainty that you're holding these two apart. That's great effort. Now get an equally great a certainty that you're holding these two universes together. Now get just as great a certainty that you're holding these two universes apart. Now get a positive certainty on the fact that you, in some fashion or another, have a universe foreign to the physical universe propped up off the physical universe. You're holding one up off the physical universe at great expense and courage. Okay, now let's take a look at the surroundings. Let's get a big, broad, wide view here of the surroundings. And let's get each item in the area and the spaces in the area, each one being certain that it's in the right universe and that there's only one universe. Now get these items and objects being equally certain that they're in the wrong universe. Okay. Let's just check over some places you are not. Okay, now let's check over some things that you are not trapped in. First, look at various objects around and get the fact that you're not trapped in one and not trapped in another one and so forth. Get this with certainty now. Okay. Now, by whatever means, get enjoying not recovering. Enjoying the fact that one isn't recovering. The fact that one isn't recovering, and then keep marking up enjoyment for it. Do that some more. And now, let's get you not knowing and you putting up time after time after time, enjoying it. Not knowingness, and you're enjoying not knowing. Get yourself many times now enjoying ignorance, not knowingness. Keep putting enjoyment up on the subject of not knowingness. All right, let's do it some more. Enjoying not knowingness. You might vary it by enjoying others' not knowingness. The not knowingness of other people, enjoying that. Okay, now let's find some places where you are not. Some more places where you're not. Spot each one. Okay. Now, keep putting yourself and others up, enjoying not knowing there's another universe. The stupidity on the subject of another universe, and get yourself enjoying not knowing it. Put that up many times. Get yourself strongly enjoying not knowing whether or not there's another universe. Now, let's specifically enjoy being in the physical universe. Okay, now let's get yourself enjoying now being stupid. Get yourself very, very stupid and you enjoying the fact that you're so stupid. Now let's get other people being stupid and you enjoying that. Okay, now let's get some places where you're not. Some more places where you are not, and let's get one with absolute certainty. Okay, now let's find some things which you could have. Something you know for sure you could have. Then some more things, but one thing for sure that you know you could have. Let's get some more things you just couldn't have without any doubt whatsoever. Find some more things you could have. Okay. Now let's look around the environment and find some energy, like light or electricity, that you are not consulting as to the state of your case, as to your physical condition. Energy you're not consulting. Find some more energy. You're not asking how you are. And now let's check over some pains which you do not have at this moment. Some pains which you do not have. All right. Now let's get the idea of some pain and get you enjoying it. Pour lots of enjoyment out about the subject of pain. Oh, let's enjoy a lot more pain. You enjoying lots of pain. Now get some other people enjoying pain. Mobs of other people. Oh, boy, are they enjoying pain. Okay, let's get you enjoying pain now. Oh, lots of pain. You enjoying it. Okay, now let's find some places where you are not. Now get your mother and father enjoying the prospect of raising a baby. Put them out there enjoying that many times. call many more times, they're enjoying the prospect of raising a baby, taking care of it and working hard because of it. Get them looking forward to all that hard work and enjoying it. Okay, let's find some places where you were not. Some more places you're not. Some places you're not drowsy. Okay, reach for the two back anchor points of the room and hold on and don't think. Okay, let go and give me some places where you're not. Okay, now let's look around the environment and get objects telling you where other objects are. Okay, now let's get each one of these objects asking you to appear. Get each one of them, object after object, asking you to appear. And now let's check over some spaces and have each one of these spaces asking you to disappear. and check over a large number of objects now and have each one ask you to appear. Okay, now let's find some black spaces, such as closets, cupboards, up in the sky, way out. Black spaces, and have each one ask you to turn black. Find some more black spaces and have them ask you to turn black. Okay, now let's check over some objects and have object after object ask you to pull everything into the center. Now let's check over some spaces and have each one ask you to pull everything away from center. Now let's check over some spaces and have each one ask you to be nothing. Now let's check over some objects and have each one ask you to be something. And now check over some spaces and have each one ask you to be nothing. And check over some objects and have each object ask you to be something. And check over some spaces and have each one ask you to be nothing. And now check over some objects, object after object, and ask each one to be nothing. And spot some spaces now and ask each one of these to be something. And check over a large number of objects now and ask each one to be nothing. Now let's check over a large number of spaces and ask these spaces to be nothing. Now observe a large number of objects, one after the other, and ask each one of these objects to be something. Now check over a large number of spaces and ask each one to take everything away from you. And check through a large number of objects and ask each one of these to hit you. Get some more objects and plead with each one to hit you. Now, from different portions of the Earth's surface, ask the center of the Earth to pull you down and make a pancake out of you. Now get the center of Earth asking you in various positions on the surface of Earth to be a pancake. Now ask the center of Earth, while you're at various positions on the surface of Earth, have the center of Earth ask you several times now to come closer. Now, from various positions above Earth, ask the center of Earth to come closer. Okay, now check over the environment and find places where you're not. All right, now have the sun alternately asking you to go away and to come close, and to go away and to come close, and to go away and come close. I have the moon asking you alternately to go away and to come close, and to go away and come close. Now you ask the sun alternately to go away and come close, and go away and come close. Now you ask the moon alternately to go away and come close, and go away and come close. Okay, let's check over the environment and find places where you are not. Find some more places where you are not. Now find places which are inside of things where you are not. Okay, now let's find something you can be with certainty. Some more things you can be. And now some things you don't have to be. More things you don't have to be. Now, just arbitrarily, let's decide to be nothing. Now, let's decide to be something you can be. Now let's decide to be nothing. Decide to be something. Now let's decide that with great decision now. Now let's decide to be nothing. Now let's decide to appear. Now to disappear. And to appear and to disappear. Just make completely conflicting decisions, one after the other, but make each one independently and with great determination. I'm going to be something. No, I'm going to be nothing. I'm going to be nothing. Now, decide to appear and disappear alternately, but this time, decide I'm going to appear and say where. And then I'm going to disappear and name the place you're going to disappear. Just decide these things. Now let's just decide arbitrarily, and each one independently, that you are a kind of animal. Great decision. Get the fact you're now going to be, and you are. All right. Now get with great decision, each time independently, that you're going to be a nothingness, a certain kind of nothingness, such as I'm now going to be no apples. Okay, now let's check over the environment and get item after item in the environment, convincing you that it's serious. Nothing in particular, just item after item convincing you it's serious. And more items, each one of them convincing you utterly that it's serious. Now decide several times to do nothing henceforth but tell the truth. Now decide several times that from henceforth you will do nothing but lie. Now decide several times to tell nothing but the truth. And now decide several times to do nothing but lie. Now listen for some tiny sounds in the environment and decide each time that each one is going to kill you. Let's do that some more. Pick up tiny sounds in the environment, and each time you contact one, why decide it's going to kill you? Now look over the environment and find several objects and decide each one is about to crush you. Do that some more. Item after item, decide it's going to crush you. Okay, decide several items now have offended you, and you're now going to crush them. All right, give me some places where you're not. Let's recall something now that is really real to you. Time when you were in good communication. A time when somebody liked you. Hold on to the two back corners of the room. Let go and find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.